It's been a savage year, I won't lie to you. And yeah, hopefully we can carry on progressing to the Ulster now. It's hard to explain here, it's just class. Yeah.
Talk to me, suppose it's been a tradition and they've called winning county titles, but it's your first, and suppose you've been looking on for years. What does it mean to you to be walking up those steps?
It's a dream come true. You know, you're growing up watching Tony, Kieran himself, Brendy and all the boys, and it's just class to see playing along with them, and they're just giving so much advice to us the whole year, and yeah, it's come off in the end.
Gidor came, they asked a lot of questions in the first opening half, Finbar, I suppose, and you know, Niamh Connell did what Niamh Connell do, they came back in the second half and really went after Gidor.
Yeah, I don't think we've ever made a game easy for ourselves, but top stag Gidor, they really fought and, you know, went extra time. Even in the second half of extra time, when we had, I think we were 6 points clear, they brought it back again. Ethan Harkin took the two-pointer and they kept on to the end. Yeah.
And looking at that, I suppose, and the full time, it was even all even back into the extra time. He's had a go after Gidor. He's did that. He's got a 6-point lead at that stage. What was going through the head at that stage?
Just trying to keep tipping the points away. You know, I think we gave about 3 balls away before we got four and had a 2-pointer. You know, we were kind of panicking, but sometimes when you calm down and you take the scores, really plays off, and that's what we kind of done in the second half too, the extra time.
Speaking to Leo and a couple of the older statesmen on this Niamh Connell side, they've really praised the young guns coming up yourself and the likes of Max Campbell and Shane Malone. Big, big year for youth, but just looking what Max did in that second half of extra time.
You know what? Max has done that on a number of occasions. He had a blinder against Four Masters. He scored the goal to keep us in it against Thurman. So it's nothing out of the ordinary for Max. He's been doing it all year for us. And yeah, hopefully he can just keep going on. And Shane Malone himself too.
And talk to me about your own performance today. You were phenomenal from start to finish. Man of the match performance as well. You wear your heart in your sleeve and you go at it when you have to. But suppose that's the way you like it.
Yeah, no, I love the physicality. It's kind of what was expected of me. So you kind of have to try and keep that standard up when I don't get a turnover or a block. I kind of feel I'm not happy with myself. So not love chasing the game, and that's what Niamh Connell are. They love chasing the game, getting turnovers up the field, getting the score on. So yeah, no, it's great to see.
It's not only defensive duties you do. You've scored a couple of points throughout this championship, and a couple of important ones today again too.
Yeah, no, I've been working on the score, and there's been a few dodgy shots out of me in the past. So you know, boys were telling me, if you want to go on the whole way, try get better at the shooting. So it's kind of started to come off in the second half in this game. So yeah, another day it could go wide now.
Look, Mir Finbar, it's been a huge year for you, and out on the pitch here after the final whistle, there's huge excitement about you around the county, and no doubt tonight's going to be a big night, Niamh Connell.
It's going to be a massive night. You know, reserve as well, they've dug it out. You know, I think they were a few points down, went to extra time and they came out of the win. So no, it's class to see, and just love the club. Yeah,
thanks very much, Mike.
Thank you so much.